Pipro. Thanks for coming over. Come on in. Yikes, you're soaked. It's really coming down, huh? Yeah, this storm looks like a bad one. But you don't have to worry about that when you've got my nice, cozy apartment to stay in. Lucky you. Hmm? Oh yeah, I guess you haven't seen the place since you helped me move in. Actually, having decoration makes a difference, huh? Hey, what's that supposed to mean? Are you trying to imply I wouldn't keep my apartment anything less than perfectly clean? Oh, shut up. It's not like you were the paragon of cleanliness when we were growing up either. And I'll have you know, I've become quite a bit more mature since living on my own. Yeah, that's right. I'm practically a domestic fucking goddess now. You still don't believe me? Fine. I'll just have to blow your mind with my cooking skills sometime. Definitely not tonight, though. Maybe eating a pizza is definitely what I'm feeling right now. Oh no, nothing's wrong. Just a pretty stressful week. Nothing too crazy. Work's just work, you know? I guess you can still always tell when I'm stressed out. But enough about that. Let's get this party started. Hey, two people can still be a party if they're awesome enough. I know I am, so if someone's bringing down this party, it isn't me. Good, so there's no arguments. So anyway, I have a few different options for movies. Which one would you like? Yeah, I know they're all Disney movies. So what? Aw, is my big brother too mature for kids' movies now? Don't even try that shit with me. I know you're still just a big kid at heart. What's wrong with adults revisiting their childhood anyway? Yeah, that's what I thought. So go on, pick one. Treasure Planet. You know me so well. Alright, pizza's here. So why don't you make yourself comfortable and I'll grab the booze. Hell yeah, we're drinking. What's wrong? Not comfortable getting wasted with your baby sister? Or maybe you're just embarrassed because you know I can drink you under the table any day. Oh, yeah. I guess you do have to drive home later. Shit. I feel bad hogging it all to myself. Ugh, okay, fine. I'll save it for later. But just so you know, I am definitely getting drunk before the night is over. If you decide you want to join in, you can just crash on the couch and go home tomorrow. Hey, you don't need to squish yourself as far away from me as possible. I don't bite, you know. Oh, come on, that was one time, and I was six. I know the scar isn't even visible anymore. Anyway, I promise I won't bite you this time, so get over here and cuddle me, asshole. Shit. A power outage. No, you stay there and I'll go get a flashlight. God damn it, it's pitch black in here. Ah, fuck! Well, I look like an idiot, huh? Can't even walk in my own house without tripping. I'm okay, you caught me. So I'm okay. Let's just stay like this for a little bit, if that's okay. What? No, I'm not still scared of the dark. I got over that shit years ago. It feels nice when you're holding me like this. Sure doesn't look like the storm's lighting up. If anything, it sounds like it's getting worse. I guess our movie night is pretty much fucked, huh? Although, this isn't so bad. As much as I miss being able to watch movies and stuff with you, I missed you holding me like this too. Yeah, you always give really good hugs. Actually, part of the reason I broke up with most of my college boyfriends so quickly was because none of them ever gave hugs as good as you. Is that weird? Okay, right. Yeah, you're right. It's definitely weird. But it's true. I've always felt safer with you than with anyone else. Even though we don't get to see each other nearly as often now, it still feels as comfortable as it ever did. And you still know me better than anyone else. Maybe you're just the only one who can handle dealing with my shit, huh? Hey, you're not supposed to agree with that, you asshole. Oh, come on, don't whine. I didn't hit you that hard. I mean, I know I'm the pillow fight champion, but you used to at least be able to take one hit. You want me to stop hitting you? Pick up a pillow and fight back. No, no. Stop. No, tickling is cheating. God damn it. Stop. Fuck. Taking advantage of my weak point is not fair. Okay, fine. You want to play like that? How's this? Don't be so surprised. I know all of your weaknesses too. I know that nothing embarrasses you more than getting kissed by a pretty girl. Oh, if I don't count, then why did a little kiss on the cheek turn you into a stuttering mess? Really? It doesn't bother you at all? In that case, you won't be affected if I kiss you again. And again. And again. Stop? Why should I stop? I thought you said it doesn't count coming from me. If it doesn't bother you at all, then why should I stop? Oh, so it does bother you? How come? What's so embarrassing about being kissed by your little sister? You keep telling me to stop, but you're not doing anything to resist. Maybe you're embarrassed because you actually like it. Is that it, big brother? Do you like being kissed by your cute little sister? Ow! Hey! That hurts! Stop! It hurts when you grab my shoulders that hard. I'm sorry, I took that too far, but you don't have to glare at me like that. I mean, big brother, why did you do that? Kissing me so suddenly like that? I know I was kissing you, but doing it that intensely is different. Was that just payback from me teasing? Or was it something different? Hey, come on, you can't just do something like that and not tell me why. Fine, if you won't say how you feel, then I will. Just close your eyes a minute. There. That's how I feel. That's how I've always felt. All the teasing, it was always just an excuse. It was the only way I could ever do all the things I wanted with you. Things like this. You feel the same way, don't you? There's no way you could kiss me like that if you don't feel the same way I do. Oh, fuck. It's not fair. It's not fair that my brother would be this good at kissing. I meant what I said before. I've always felt safer with you than anyone else. I've never been happier than I am when you hold me. I've never loved someone like I love you. You do too. Do you mean that? Oh, big brother. I've always wanted to do this. I've always dreamed of something like this. I thought you might have felt the same way, but I could never figure out how to say it. I kind of hoped that a few drinks tonight would maybe give me the courage. But I guess we don't need that, huh? If you really feel the same way as me, then would you like to do more than kissing? Yeah, I do want to. I've wanted to for so long. I can't even describe all the things I've dreamed of you doing to me. Well, if you're really okay with it, I'll start by taking my shirt off. Even though it's so dark and you probably really can't see me, this is still kind of embarrassing. But I'm happy. I've always wanted you to see me like this. And even if you can't see me very well now, it's alright if you want to feel me. You can touch me however you want. Yeah, sure. Touching my tits is fine. No, that's not too fast. It feels nice. I really didn't think you'd go for my tits right away. Do you really like them? Oh, I really never thought they were anything special. It makes me happy to hear you say that.
Hmm?
Oh well, I guess I thought you'd go for my ass first. I definitely have seen you staring at it before. Not that I minded. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't trying to draw attention to it. So if you did want to touch it, I wouldn't mind that either. Fuck. Your hands feel so good. Yeah, of course I'm blushing. So what? You're blushing too. What's your excuse? I'm the one half naked and letting you touch me. What do you have to be embarrassed about? Oh my god, you're sexy. Hell yes you are. If no one else has told you that, then they must have been fucking blind. If you don't believe me, let me show you. Feel that? I'm that wet for you. That's how much you turn me on. All that from just a little kissing and touching. If you weren't my big brother, I would have been all over you years ago. Yeah, I know we wouldn't have known each other if we weren't siblings. Don't be a smart ass when I'm trying to tell you how hot you are. Shut up and kiss me, asshole. God, your body feels good against me. Keep touching me. I want your hands all over me. My tits. My ass. My thighs. My whole body is yours. Fuck. I can feel your cock pressing against me. I need it. I need you inside me. Don't worry about that. I'm on the pill. If you're not comfortable with it, that's fine. But I really, really want you. Oh God. Yes. Keep going. I want you to go deeper. I want you all the way inside me. Oh, you're filling me up so much. Feeling you holding me like this. Your arms around me and your cock this deep inside of me. It feels so, so good. It's like our bodies were made to fit together like this. Oh, it feels so wonderful being held like this. Oh, but you can start moving now if you want. Oh, yes. Just like that. Fuck. It feels so good. You're pressing so deep into me. And you're making me feel so full. And you're making me feel so full. Oh, fuck. No, that's not too fast. If anything, you can go faster. Oh, fuck, yes, God. That's perfect. Oh, fuck, that's so perfect. This feels good for you too, right? Tell me it feels good. Oh, fuck. Tell me it feels good to have my hot little cunt wrapped around your big throbbing cock. Did you think you'd ever hear your sweet, innocent little sister say such filthy words? Oh, shut up. Fuck. I'm totally sweet and innocent. I'm the precious girl you've always protected. But I can be more than that if you want. I can be your whore too. Do you want that? Oh, yes. That's right. I'm your whore. I'm a little whore who can't get enough of her brother's perfect cock. So fuck me harder. Fuck me faster. Fuck your dirty little whore of a sister like she deserves. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It's so hot. I feel like it's melting every time you pound into me. Oh, God, it feels so good. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come for you, big brother. You too. I can tell you're getting close too. You're throbbing so much. Don't hold back. Shoot it all inside me. Fill up your sister's whore cunt with your hot load. Oh, fuck. Keep going, big brother. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you fill me up so much. I can feel it dripping down my legs. Kiss me. Hold me. I can't believe we just did that. I've dreamed of this for so long, but I didn't ever think it would really happen. But being able to finally tell you how much I love you, it's the best feeling in the world. That's right, I love you. I love you so much, and I'm so happy that I finally got the chance to show you that. Well, power's back on. Actually being able to see you clearly as well, it's nice. Of course I'm blushing. It's embarrassing when you stare at me like that. But I guess it's a bit late to be embarrassed when but I'm still filled with your cum, huh? Well, since the power's back up, I guess we could watch the movie like we were planning. Or maybe we could go to my bedroom and keep going. I've got years of fantasies built up of all the things I want to do with you. I know we'll have plenty of time to work through them all together. But I really, really want to try out a couple now. Sounds good?